Community Development and Renewal Agency meeting. First item is item 1.1. Look for a motion to approve the minutes from November 10th.
So moved.
Motion by Steve.
Second.
Second by Sherry. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item 1.2, motion for review and outline of the finalization process to approve the minutes.
Of tonight.
Tonight? Be prepared and distributed.
All right, okay. Motion to have the minutes of January 26th, 2022 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Redevelopment Agency Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the secretary. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
Motion by Steve.
Second.
Second by Teddy. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 2.1, discussion and consideration of a resolution appointing an executive director. Jackie, just got your last name on there.
Okay, it's me. So this resolution is recommending to appoint Mayor Lauren Palmer to the position of executive director for the Community Development Renewal Agency of Harriman City. It just needs to be a member of the board, so if you guys choose, it can be any member. Just staff's recommendation.
That's not funny.
Look for a motion then, if you guys are okay with that.
Make a motion to approve resolution number R2022-01, appointing Lauren Palmer as executive director of the Community Development and Renewal Agency of Harriman City.
Second.
Motion by Sherry, second by Steve. Roll call vote. Steve.
Yes.
Sherry.
Yes.
Teddy.
Yes.
Jared.
Yes.
Okay, that vote carries. Yep. And yes, I vote yes. Yes.
You're in the desk there.
Item 2.2, discussion and consideration of a working group to finalize a participation agreement for the auto mall development.
Thank you. So Jace. Just a little bit of background on this item. In 2019, this board approved a project area plan and budget for this project area, the Harriman North, what are we calling it? The Harriman North Community Project Area. So that encompasses the auto mall and the parcels adjacent to the auto mall on the southeast corner of 126th and Main Street. That same year, the board also approved an interlocal with the city where the city agreed to contribute 70% of the funds generated from the area toward development. And this goes to the incentives that was talked about recently in our city council meeting. Those incentives could be used to entice commercial development within that area or other types of development even within that area. So the purpose of this discussion tonight is really to see or encourage you, rather staff, to authorize two members of this board to participate in a working group with staff as we work out the details of how that incentive money, that 70% of the sales tax incentive, could or should be contributed towards development within this project area. In the past, I've presented on a draft participation agreement. So we do have the foundation of one. It's merely now a question of who does it go to, how much, what should the term be, and we as staff would encourage or even welcome some involvement from the CDRA board in determining what those final terms and conditions should be of a participation agreement. The reason we're only recommending two is similar to these other working groups is so that we don't convene a meeting, right? We can have two members of the board who represent the interests of the board. Obviously, that participation agreement would still come back for discussion and action by the full board. It wouldn't be a final one, but it would, again, provide some assistance to staff as we work towards some of those final terms of a participation agreement. One recommendation we're making is that, and this, unfortunately, I failed to include this in my staff report, is that we have a financial committee working group that was approved at our last meeting for the auto mall project itself. From a staff perspective, it seems like it might make sense to have those members of that financial committee or working group participate in this incentive working group, this participation agreement incentive group. But again, this is totally at your discretion about who you think would fit best. And those members, just for your information or reminder, are Mayor Palmer and Council Member Shields of the Auto Mall Finance Working Group. Any questions about what staff's recommendation or requests are?
No, it's just the same. It's just a working group. It all comes back to the body to make the decisions. It's just to try and move things along.
Correct. Yep. And again, the idea is staff would just, I think, appreciate some additional board direction and buy-off on the process and participation in that discussion and even negotiation with potential end users. That might be a part of this process as well.
Any thoughts on the two of us to serve on that? I'm happy to, if we want to do what Chase recommends, I'm happy to take that on with Councilman Shields.
I'm more willing to than happy to, but.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. Any objections to that?
Do you want a motion?
Yeah, let's do a motion then.
I'll make a motion to appoint the mayor and Councilmember Shields from the Community Development and Renewal Agency of Harriman City Board to negotiate a participation agreement for the Auto Mall development. Mayor Palmer, I should have said, sorry.
Motion by Sherry.
Second.
Second by Teddy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Look for a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.